up when you're down 0-3? Do you try to get any changes in the routine or anything like that? Just to...
I'm sure we'll make some adjustments, you know, whether it's in the lineup or little adjustments with our structure. We'll go over that before the game. So I think at the end of the day, last game was a game that we played better. We probably deserved a little better fate. We still have to stop shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit with turnovers. I mean, we have to play simple hockey, especially now. You get it in deep and you go. And you know, Montreal's done a good job of kind of waiting for us to make mistakes and then jumping on it. So we have to have that same mentality and just give yourself a chance.
There was a lot of talk after that last game about some frustration with, you know, the linesmen, the officials, the calls that didn't go your way. I mean, if something like that happens again tonight, is there, when you kind of get into that, is there a danger of letting it rattle you too much? Do you kind of need to not, you know, in this game, not let that?
Yeah, I think during the game, I think we did a good job of keeping our composure, not getting too emotional and caught up. You know, for me personally, that's something I've worked on throughout my career, so I think it starts obviously with Coop. He stays pretty calm on the bench, and there's nothing we can do about that stuff now. So we obviously, like every team in the league, hope that you know, you get the bounces, you get the breaks, and that the refs are just consistent. That's all you ask for. So I think for us, it was, you know, for sure a couple of tough calls that went against us, but that's kind of the way things have been going for us down the stretch, and we've had to earn everything we've got, and that's the mentality we're going to have tonight.
How would that have affected you before? Like you say, you've worked on it. What would you
have
been
like? Well, it's just getting caught up in the emotions and letting it affect your game and letting it affect, you know, the other players around you and stuff. So it's something, I guess, as you mature as a person, as a player, you learn to deal with those situations by, you know, staying much more calm and in the moment and just, you know, kind of forgetting about it after the fact and focusing on what you have to do to play well to help your team win. So it's definitely something I've worked on.
And I know this might have been asked before, but your backs are against the wall. Is this kind of the most relaxed the team has been heading into a game so far?
I don't know if guys are relaxed, but we're trying to stay confident. We're trying to stay composed. We know that it truly is a must-win for us here, and all we have to do is win this one, and then we can focus on the next one, go back home, and play in front of our fans. So that's kind of the motto, the motivation that we have here is let's get home and give our fans something to cheer about. So we realize the magnitude of this game, and hopefully we can play to that level.
And Coach Cooper said as you guys just keep playing better and better, eventually good karma is going to come for you. Do you think maybe tonight could be the opportunity?
Well, we hope so. You have to earn everything you get. That's something, you know, you've been in this league for a while. You realize that the harder you work, the more rewarded you're going to get. The first two games, you know, that first game could have went either way, but, you know, we didn't have that work ethic where we wanted it to be. The third game, you know, we started and, you know, probably could have had a couple bounces go our way, deserved a better fate, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's... that was a tough one to swallow, but we're going to have that work ethic tonight.
Coop said yesterday that no matter what happens the next few weeks with this team, that next year is going to be huge. You don't want to be a one-hit wonder.
No.
You went through that.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, we'll talk about that stuff after this. Whatever happens, we're focused on winning this game tonight. We realize we do have a good nucleus of young guys and veteran guys that have been here that hopefully are going to be here a while. So. Obviously, you want to be playing at this time of the year every year. You don't want it to be a one every 3-4 year type of thing. So, but we're focusing on keeping this year alive, and hopefully, we can do that tonight.
As you do.
I think the experience, just the adversity, and everything is going to make this team better.
Yeah, you hope so. I mean, again, it's this. Who knows what can happen in this series? I mean, we could be talking about something special here after tonight and the next game. So we just have to worry about winning this game. Once we win this game, we can worry about the next one, but we realize what's at stake here, and obviously we want to do, you know, something that not a lot of teams in this league have done, so that's where we're at.
As a unit, you guys are new to the playoffs, but a lot of you guys have been in this situation before. How can you guys maybe draw on those previous experiences to help you for tonight?
Well, it's, I think in these types of situations, it's, you know, if things don't necessarily go well out of the gate, you have to stick with it. It can't be, okay, we're down one, we're down two, you know, we're down 3-0 in the series, we're done. I mean, Not that we'd have that, but for the guys that haven't been in this situation, we've had guys in this room come back from 3-1 deficits. We've had a guy come back from a 3-0 deficit. So you just have to believe. There's nothing else you can do. You have to stay confident. You have to stay composed. Hopefully dealing with the atmosphere in this building last game can help us. So obviously we're searching for positive things to think about heading into this game, and hopefully it works out for us.